Nearly 140 years ago, John D. Rockefeller Sr. co-founded Standard Oil, which revolutionized the petroleum industry and helped build one of the largest family fortunes in U.S. history. He also helped revolutionize philanthropy, creating, among other funds, the Rockefeller Foundation, now chaired by his great-grandson, David Rockefeller Jr. David was also a member of the Pew Oceans Commission and is using some of his family's wealth to help save our seas. Welcome to Living on Earth, David.
Thank you so much, Steve. Glad to be with you.
So what got you so interested in oceans?
Well, I grew up on the ocean, and then I became a sailor, and I got to see not only the coast of Maine, but other coasts, and the ocean looked great. It looked wonderful. But then I joined the Pew Oceans Commission in the year 2000, and for 3 years learned about what lurked under the seemingly beautiful surface of the ocean.
And with that experience, I gather you became something of an activist.
I did. Well, you know, commissions and reports are just that. They don't themselves transform policy or create action, but they hopefully lead to it. And so I said to myself, well, I've been on this commission 3 years. What is it I am best capable of doing now that I know the threats to the ocean? And the answer was fairly simple in a way. I'm a sailor. I don't think most of my sailing friends or boating friends have the faintest idea, and this is 10 years ago, what the problems of the ocean are. And I am going to form an organization to help educate them and then activate them into being ocean stewards. So that was my dream and my thought process.
Now, you came together with some folks to start an organization that you ended up calling, what, Sailors for the Sea?
Yes.
And I'm wondering, what role do you see sailors or other recreational users have in the effort to protect the oceans?
I started Sailors for the Sea with the idea that there were some excellent previous models of recreational users of sensitive environments, and my models were Surf Rider, protecting the beach areas, Audubon, protecting flyways and marshes and places where rare birds collected and migrated, and then Trout Unlimited, which protected the trout streams. And in every one of those cases, the recreational users became passionate advocates to keep pristine and well-stocked the areas that they depended upon for their recreational enjoyment. So, the oceans. Who could protect the oceans? Sailors and other boaters.
And how's it going so far?
It is going very well. We're now, Sailors for the Sea is a little more than 10 years old. We got the ear of as many as 5 million sailors and interested boaters when the America's Cup occurred in San Francisco recently. We've got hundreds of thousands of children and sailors who were involved in our regatta programs and education programs.
So briefly, what do you see as the biggest threats to the oceans today?
Carbon is the biggest problem, not something that the Pew Oceans Commission actually even focused on. So it's really come to our attention recently. And carbon, when it dissolves in the ocean, increases the acidity of the water, and the acidity then keeps shellfish shells from hardening and interferes with the activity of the reefs in a negative way. And all of that undermines the ability of the oceans to provide food for the world. So I think food is the big reason to care about oceans, and the big threat is carbon.
So CO2 leads to all this acidification of the ocean that has you concerned. What should we do about the sources of CO2?
Well, humans are the principal source of CO2 emissions through the cars that we drive, the factories that we operate, etc. And so the more that we can use alternative forms of energy, the more that our cars are electric or we use bicycles or walk or use mass transit, the better things can be. If, for example, 10% of the registered vehicles in the U.S. drove just a mile less a day, it would eliminate 22 million tons of CO2, which is about the same amount that the ocean absorbs every day.
What about overfishing?
Well, overfishing certainly is a problem, and it's a problem all around the world, and it's driven, of course, by global population. A century ago, we were something like 2 billion people. We're 7 billion now. We will, it seems, be 9 billion by mid-century. And those people need protein. They need energy. They need food. And as countries like China become wealthier, they will demand more food and more sea protein. So this is a huge challenge and has pushed overfishing.
Now, you and the Bloomberg Philanthropies are trying to leverage the power of private markets to, and I'm quoting you here, to save our oceans and fisheries. What exactly are you doing?
Well, Bloomberg has made a very big commitment, and the Rockefeller Foundation is still working on where it will make its commitment. But we are looking at what it would take to convince especially artisanal local fishermen to stop fishing for a period of time, to give the oceans a rest, and what it would take then to finance their livelihood between the time they stop and the time they can resume. Very important, because obviously if you're asking fishermen, most of whom are not wealthy people, to give up their livelihood, you need to help them deal with that. So that's the zone that we're looking at.
So, David, you're chair of the Rockefeller Foundation. Your sibling foundation, the Rockefeller Brothers, a fund recently divested from fossil fuels. What steps do you think you'll take at the foundation you chair in terms of divestment?
The Rockefeller Foundation that I chair already has a very, very low level. I think it's less than 1% of its investments in coal and oil and gas. And those were the targets that the Rockefeller Brothers Fund said it was going to bring its level of investment to down to something comparable, which is a wonderful thing. So we're already at a low level, and we will probably continue to look at it, but we won't go the divestment route. But I'm very proud of the Rockefeller Brothers Fund for speaking out publicly about this issue.
David Rockefeller Jr. chairs the Rockefeller Foundation and the NGO Sailors for the Sea. Thanks for taking the time with us today.
Thank you so much, Steve. Glad to be with you.